This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 528,000 people have now lost their lives from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the U.S. and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections. Brazil, more than 1.5 million, together making more than a third of the global figure of 11.2 million. The states of Florida and Texas reported record daily increases in confirmed coronavirus cases on Saturday. That's the latest sign that the virus is surging in many parts of the United States, casting a pall over 4th of July celebrations. Officials and health authorities warn people to take precautions or simply stay home on Independence Day, as confirmed cases climb in dozens of states. The U.S. reported more than 50,000 confirmed cases Saturday for the third day in a row. That's according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed cases, about a quarter of the 11 million worldwide infections, according to the tally, which is widely thought to understate the true toll, partially because of asymptomatic cases and limited testing. The World Health Organization is discontinuing its trials of malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and a combination HIV drug in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 after they failed to reduce mortality rates. Setback comes as the WHO reports more than 200,000 new cases globally of the disease for the first time in one single day. But the WHO said the decision does not affect other studies where those drugs are for non-hospitalized patients. This is VOA News.